University of Catania, Scientific Writing Resources, Words and Phrases That Can Confuse, a bit of grammatical help. I.E. E.G. First of all, both of these are Latin expressions, i.e. id est, that is, namely, e.g. exempli gratia, for example, for the sake of example, such as. They are not interchangeable, and you need to remember a couple of points. I.e. gives further precise information. E.g. gives only an example. You have 21 days holiday, i.e. the first 3 weeks in August. Here you get precise information concerning the exact 21 days. There are many things to do in the evening, e.g. go to the cinema, a restaurant, join a club. Here you get some of the many examples. Perhaps you will not do any of these examples. Modern usage promotes the exclusion of the full stops, i.e. e.g. American usage puts a comma after, whereas the UK usage does not. Do not use etc. with these abbreviations. Some scientific journals, i.e. Nature, do not use these abbreviations, but prefer namely and such as. Remember, always check in the journal where you want to publish for their usage. And generally, when we are speaking, we don't say i.e. and e.g., we just say for example. And here, for example would be the e.g., and if I have an i.e., namely, such as. This is what I would use if I am speaking.